Keith, we have special guests today from the Ivy Tech on the telephone. Who are we speaking with today?
We've got a twofer. We've got Karen Wyatt, who is the Dean of the School of Health Sciences, and we have Leanne Short, Chair of the Optometric Technology Department.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
We appreciate you all making the time for us. Here we are, one full week of school in the books, almost completing week number two. I think everybody should take Monday off. We need to slow down here. Two weeks in a row is plenty. Let's all come back Tuesday. Give us Ivy Tech's plan for Labor Day, just so. Keith said he had a class that they weren't sure about Labor Day. So you're providing the good news to get things started.
Yeah, absolutely. Ivy Tech is closed. Campus is closed on Monday. So we've decided to give our students a day off. They've definitely deserved it, the hard work they've done the last 2 weeks.
Carly, you've got health sciences under your area and optometric is there too. Let me start with you. One of the things we're going to be talking about with Leanne is optometric, but you have all the health sciences. And one of the hot items right now is I forgot the name of it. Breath technology, respiratory care.
Breath technology.
Yeah. Well,
it's a new degree they're putting out next spring.
It's respiratory care because of the COVID situation.
I need that right now. I have a respiratory infection.
Yeah,
it's not fun. I'll be over here coughing if you all need anything. Carry on.
Talk about the program for a minute, Carly, about who can get into it, what kinds of qualifications are there. I know you got a lot of other programs, but that's a hot one right now. You also have radiation technology, which is another big program.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, just like you said, with COVID, respiratory therapy has been, a hot ticket item as far as interest in programs in the School of Health Sciences. They do definitely take care of those that have the breathing issues. They learn how to operate ventilators, deal with patients with asthma, assisting them, things like that. The program is selective entrance, so the respiratory therapy does only accept students once a year, along with some of our other programs that fall under health sciences. But definitely, here we're going to hear in just a little bit from Leanne Short, who is Program Chair of Optometric Technology. She is one of our programs that does start mid-year, along with a couple of our other ones. But definitely, respiratory has been a hot program due to COVID here lately.
What are the points of emphasis, Carly? Is math a huge thing? Science a huge thing, obviously, in something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. In a lot of the health science programs, it's going to be pretty heavy math. Lots of science, anatomy, obviously, understanding the human body, different types of subjects like that is what you're going to see. Physics is also pretty heavy in some of the programs that we offer.
I would presume from what's going on in the world right now that your graduates instantly have jobs.
Yeah, most of our programs, in fact, I should say all of our programs have an extremely good job placement rates. Radiation therapy is 100%, respiratory 100%. Leanne, her program, optometric, is even 100% job placement rate. So definitely high demand jobs, high demand programs that you're going to see here at Ivy Tech in our school.
Well,
I'm coughing and I need a new pair of contacts. So this couldn't be a better interview that we could do.
Well, as you already heard, Mike, we've got we've got a breathing technology expert on the
right. Do you need a guinea pig? Do you need a research subject test monkey? I will volunteer for anything if you can cure me of my ailments quickly. But we joke about this because we want people to understand and have fun with it. And this program is for people who are already in the medical field and need to bump up their training, or is this for, I just graduated high school and I'm looking for a way into the professional world?
Good question. No, it's for anybody, honestly. You do not have to have healthcare experience. All of our programs in health sciences. So there's a variety of them, ranging from the two that we've talked about, radiation and respiratory, but we also have medical assisting, paramedic EMT, kinesiology, exercise science, optometric, and then we also have a program called healthcare specialist. And healthcare specialist is a variety of certifications that you can get in healthcare. And no, absolutely not. You don't have to have healthcare experience. You can come right out of high school. You can be in your 30s, 40s, 50s looking for a career change and interested in healthcare. We do have some where you can get a more advanced, you know, training available if you do have that healthcare, but that's not necessary.
We've been speaking with Carly Wyatt, who is the dean of the School of Health Sciences at Ivy Tech. Carly, let me switch now to Leanne. And Leanne Short is the chair of the Optometric Technology Program. And Leanne, you've got a champion in me. I've worn glasses all my life. The thing I'm intrigued by is because Ivy Tech, this is a fairly new program at Ivy Tech in Bloomington, but I've been watching, there's some people on television that are talking about you can come get your glasses made the same day. So that means that people that have graduated from your program are actually in the building making glasses on scene?
Well, our program does have all of the lens finishing equipment here. So our students are 100% trained to do that. And yeah, most of the time, I mean, a pair of glasses could be made same day. That said, our students aren't really doing it for the general public. They're doing it for their coursework. But yeah, I mean, that is part of the program, definitely, for them to know how to do that.
Keith, there's no such thing as a free pair of glasses anymore.
Well, understood.
You've got to get in line. You've got to go through the
frames that are expensive.
The proper channels. And in this day and age, every program that is developing at Ivy Tech, which is relatively new, talk about the partnerships that you forge with local companies. You guys just aren't reading the newspaper and saying, well, that'd be something fun to do. This is to place people in today's workforce.
Yeah, I mean, every single one of our students is placed in a job by the time they graduate. And honestly, most of them have already been placed before they graduate. So, you know, they graduate in May. By March and April, they've already secured a decently high-paying job because this is the only program to train opticians in the state of Indiana. So doctors are snatching up our graduates. This is the only place where they're going to get a trained optician, and they want to make sure that they are getting our graduates and they're willing to pay more for our graduates than they would for anyone else.
Leanne, we already established with Carly that age is not a factor in any of this. Are there any hallmarks that you kind of look for in somebody that will be successful as an optician?
Yeah, so as far as the program goes, there's no boundaries to starting it. There's no prerequisite courses that they definitely need to have ahead of time. There's no experience in the field that they need. So there's no boundaries to starting. As far as like what they're good at, I would definitely say that a person that's going to be an optician has to have really good interpersonal communication skills. They have to be able to communicate with others well. They have to have a desire to help others because that's really what you're doing. You're working in a patient setting. And, you know, critical thinking goes a long way, too, because every single patient is going to be different. You're going to encounter different things every day. So it keeps your job interesting, and you have to be able to really critically think about, you know, what's going on. And then dexterity goes a long way too, because we're working with a lot of really small tools. So I'd say those are the biggest things where you'd be a successful optician.
Now, when we're talking about the optician program, is this something that's three semester, however many weeks is it? Is it a quick turnaround? I know there's nothing quick, but it seems like Ivy Tech always has, I don't want to say express routes to the workplace. How long would it take from the day you signed in to be able to get into the workplace after going through all the schooling and training?
Yeah, they're able to enter the workforce after only 9 months.
That's
so
incredible.
Two semesters, they can be in the workforce.
Leanne, one question is, are these people what you call opticians, do they...
Everybody calls them opticians, Keith, just not the people at Ivy Tech.
Well, but let me ask my question. Do you actually do the examination and make the glasses, both?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So different opticians are going to have different roles. But yeah, the program and an optician in general can be responsible for all of those things. You know, the person that you are most familiar with helping you pick out your glasses,
That's
an optician. The person that makes the lenses in the lab, that's an optician. The person that does the exam testing on the patient from, you know, read me the smallest line you can see, which is better, one or two, those are opticians too.
I never get that question.
There's
right.
a lot of variety.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the trend? Are people nowadays needing glasses more, or are people taking care of their eyesight and they don't need glasses like they needed in the old days, so to speak?
That's actually a really interesting question, and we found that the need for glasses is increasing, especially with using more technology. Kids are needing glasses sooner and needing okay. them longer. And so the whole population in general are needing more glasses, and they're needing them sooner, and our population is aging. And so, you know, with age comes the need for glasses. So the field is expanding, and it's really, there's no sign of that stopping.
Okay, let me ask the dumb question. This is
Hey, that's my job.
No, this is a Keith Klein special. Who makes contact lenses?
Bausch and Lomb.
Well, those are probably contact lens opticians.
Okay, so I mean, I see
the
grinding.
Back in the day, they used to be made by opticians, okay. but yeah, they're manufactured at
all right.
I just thought,
boy, if they make glasses, who makes the contact
lenses? I wear contact lenses. Keith does not, so no. You can tell by that question he has no idea what it takes to deal with. Well, some people won't wear contacts, and some people wow. I won't wear glasses. I look hideous enough as it is. I don't need any more help, but I need to be able to see things.
Okay, another question for you, right. Leanne. There's been a lot of interesting things happen with glasses that change colors for when you go outside. You've got invisible bifocals and trifocals. And what's the technology doing? What's a coming thing in glasses technology?
Oh, boy. Well, recently, FDA just approved a transitions contact lens. So the lenses that change to dark when you go outside to be like
really?
A tint. We can now get those in contact. So that's a newer thing that's happened.
And it's about time.
The big fad right now is blue light. So protecting us from
yes.
all of our computer and phone screens.
Those.
Because that light might be damaging
right.
to our eyes. So that's the big thing right now.
I have that on my glasses.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I can't tell from here, but
no.
I believe you 100%. And ladies, if people would like more information, is the best way to come just to come out to Ivy Tech and say hello? Do you say, well, let's get started online first? What is the easiest way to learn more about the respiratory program and the optometric program?
Yeah, you can contact Ivy Tech Bloomington. So I think the best probably maybe email address to give contact information would just be bl-info@ivytech.edu. And if they're asking questions, that's just a general email, then whoever received that email can then get that particular person to the program that they're interested in. Leanne, she can give her contact too, since she's on the phone here, for anybody that's specifically interested in optometric technology. So hers is?
Yeah, mine is C-Short, so CSHORT50@ivytech.edu. And so if anyone's interested in the program, we do have a start date on October 26th. So you can start that 9 months at, you know, starting in October.
Very important start date there.
Leanne, is there a limit on how many you can take in a class?
We are probably going to limit to about 6 for this October start.
Okay.
So that's a pretty solid student-to-teacher ratio, I would think.
Yes.
That's right. We're maintaining social distancing, so we want a small class size.
Well, then that makes sense
wow.
as well. So there is a benefit of social distancing, and that is not having a massive, massive classroom to deal with. Excellent job, ladies. We appreciate the inside information, and thanks for being on with us this afternoon. We'll talk to you all down the road.
Okay, good. Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For having us.